Thoughts on it?
Hey everyone, just taking a quick 15 seconds to let you know that my new book, The Fitness Mindset, Eat for Energy, Train for Tension, Manage Your Mindset, and Reap the Results, which hit the bestseller list within 24 hours of its release, is now available to buy on Amazon. So if you're looking for everything you need to get into incredible shape and the mindset to keep it forever, be sure to check it out. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset. With your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode is going to be based on how to get leaner faster for the month of August. And normally when I say get leaner faster or lose body fat faster, or anytime you see something that claims to do something very quickly or fast, it normally sends up a bit of a red flag. So I'm going to pre-objective handle that first. This episode is going to be based around some long-term sustainability stuff that you can do, but these tips will apply for the month of August because it's normally a very, very social month in terms of different events, different festivals, different things that are going on, and basically how to train, eat, and what supplements to use to enhance that so that you're able to be leaner, have more energy, and feel so much better even though you've got all of these social outings coming up. If you're somebody that has a holiday or a festival or event that you're just looking to peak for and you're already really, really happy with where your physique is at, definitely go check out the episode on how to peak for a holiday, festival, or event. That one talks more about carbohydrate manipulation, water manipulation, and how to train that last week to bring your body from a 9 to a 10 if you're already very, very happy with where your composition is at. And alternatively, if you're someone that's a beginner and you're just on the very, very start of your fitness journey, and you've never trained before, you've never switched up your nutrition before, there's other episodes that are probably going to support you more. This one is for the people that have been training for a while, that have been eating healthy or in some form of healthy eating plan, whether with a trainer or by yourself, and they're just wondering about how to be leaner, get leaner faster for the month of August, and then how to balance it so that you don't lose any of your progress because of different events and different festivals and different nights out that you have over the social month of August. So the first thing is a little bit different to what I would normally offer at the beginning of an episode. Normally I come from the angle of nutrition, training, supplementation, and hit it from a three-pronged approach. This one's a little bit different because what I have found myself, particularly over the summer months, is it's very easy to fall off track if you're not working towards an end goal. For those of you who have my book, The Fitness Mindset, I talk about goal setting in the mindset section about how to have a why and finding a strong enough why and then creating daily habits to work towards that end goal. So that works tremendously well long term. Again, whatever your why is, I've spoken about how my daughter Holly is my why, my reason for getting up in the morning, my reason for everything that I do. But your why may be a negative comment that someone in your job said to you once. Someone may have called you fat, someone may have called you skinny. There may be something that's there that it might have been a negative comment that was aimed in your direction, and that you've chose to change your life as a result of it. And that may be your why. People have different whys. It's very, very similar for short-term goals. It's just that what you're going to do now, as opposed to having that long-term thing that keeps you on track, is manufacturing smaller dates that you're working towards. So it's the combination of the two that normally leads to long-term success. When you have a strong enough why, the things that get you out of bed in the morning, the reason to go to the gym, the reason to say no to that extra plate of ice cream or whatever it is that comes your way, normally comes from something deeper within. It's trying to attract a more attractive mate, or trying to find somebody that you want a relationship with, or more confidence so that you can walk into any room and hold your head high. Or it might be even just to prove somebody wrong when they told you you couldn't do something, or someone called you fat or skinny, or whatever that reason is for you. That's going to keep you on track long term, and I spoke about that in the book. Short term, over the month of August or over a particular type of month, I have found that working towards short term goals and setting a target for a specific date or a specific day works tremendously well over a shorter term period. So, for example, what used to happen to me every summer was, because of all the different events that I used to go to, and I lived a pretty heavy social party scene, particularly when I lived in London, there was something on every weekend, there was drinks on every Thursday, there was something else on a Friday, and I was always out on a Saturday. So particularly in the summer, in the winter there wasn't as much going on, but in the summer it was very, very heavy. So what I found for me was I used to set mini goals every single week that I would work towards, and it used to keep me on track that 80% of the time. So for example, if I knew I was going out with drinks on a Thursday and there was going to be a girl there I liked, I would use that motivation for the entire week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to make sure that I ate very, very clean, to make sure that I got my training sessions in, to make sure that I used the supplements that were going to enhance my progress more. The same way if I knew that there was an event on a Saturday or a concert, and I'm like, oh, well, I want to look really good for this concert, I would use that as short-term motivation. So my advice to anyone here, again, what I do now is a little bit differently. For now, it's working towards, well, I've got a seminar coming up, or I've got a speaking engagement coming up, or I've got something that I want to stay lean for. That just subconsciously allows you to stay on track and say no to the extra bowl of ice cream, or say no to the second plate of dinner that you might want to have. All of these things that can subconsciously work because you know in the back of your mind, well, oh, I've got this event coming up, or I've got this concert coming up, or I've got this festival coming up. So using these short-term goals every single week can tremendously support you in terms of staying on track. I work off the 80-20 principle during the summer, and even people that are coming through my BKF online program at the minute, we largely work off that 80-20 principle, particularly those that are living a very high social life, so that you get your nutrition, your training, your supplements right 80% of the time, and then there's that 20% leeway, particularly if you add a couple of training techniques that I'm going to speak about later in the episode. You can add those in, and it's going to give you a little bit more in terms of your output is going to be higher in training, so you're going to be able to take in a little bit more calories, and even if they're free calories, which are coming from your alcohol or coming from a night out or coming from a dinner with friends, you're at least factoring it in. Like, the key to long-term success and the key to short-term success is factoring things in. The best nutritional plan, and I'll speak about this as I go into the nutrition section of this episode, the long-term way to stay on track in nutrition or a diet is to find one that works into your lifestyle, that works into your schedule, with foods that you enjoy, that's in alignment with your specific goals. During a social month like August, it's about just factoring that in and understanding that you can have the best of both worlds. You can get leaner faster by manipulating things in your diet, manipulating things in your training, and using the right supplements to support you. Making sure you're working off mini goals and mini targets every single week is going to keep you on track over that short-term period, so that you don't go, it's all done now, I've lost it, I went out for 6 drinks last night, I'm just going to go off it now for the month of August. And that can happen. A lot of us will do that self-sabotage where, I've ruined it now, or they'll have, a bad meal on a Saturday morning, and then the whole day is gone, next thing the whole weekend is gone, and they start back fresh on Monday. So, and again, I'm speaking to somebody that did this, like where I would have a cheat meal on a Saturday morning, and before I knew it, I wasn't eating clean again until Monday. And a lot, because you throw it out the window and go, I've messed it up now. Whereas every meal is a new meal, like every moment's a new moment. You literally just start back again, but when you factor it in and you have a small why, a small target you're working towards, you just have your cheat meal, you have your free meal, you have your few drinks, and you just get back on track the next day or the following Monday or whatever it is that you, if it was Sunday night you were out. So you apply it, you factor it in, and just because it's one of the things I always think about with nutrition, and when I think about binge eating at the weekend, is if you have a bad meal on a Saturday and then you like fall off for the entire weekend, it's like having a flat tire in your car and then slashing the other 3 tires just because you've got 1 flat tire. That's the analogy I always bring it back to. If I fall off track early on in the weekend and I feel myself, oh, I'm going to go off for the next 2 days now and I won't be back on track till Monday, I always think back to that car analogy and the flat tires. So that may be something that will hopefully support you. And setting your goals then normally keeps you on track. And as long as you're factoring things in 80% right, you have that 20% leeway. But setting those small goals, those small targets, whatever that looks like for you, it may be you're trying to attract a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It may be just feeling more confident so when you walk into the room, you can keep your head held high. All of these things, it doesn't matter what that looks like for you, but finding one that resonates with you on the short term and then utilizing that for the month of August when you're doing your social events, and then applying the tips I'm going to talk about now with nutrition, training, and supplements that'll hopefully allow you to have the best of both worlds. So the first one is going to be nutrition. As I spoke about earlier, what I like to do in the month of August, and I have people coming through my program at the minute that are similar, as I said, to people that are higher end and a lot more social activity, because it's a very social month with so many different things going on. If you get your nutrition right 80% of the time, you're going to be able to have that little bit of 20% leeway. Some call it flexible dieting, some call it IFYM, with clean eating mixed in between. Doesn't matter what label you put on it. it's a case of finding what works best for you. Again, it comes down to knowing your personality type. I spoke about in the habits episode of the podcast that it's very important, and I spoke about in the habits section of my book, it's very important to understand what kind of personality type you are. If you're someone that can do moderation, where you can have a small bit of something every day and you don't binge or fall off, then building that into your nutritional plan is going to be key. If you're someone that's all or nothing, that you can't have that moderation or floodgates open and you end up, you know, instead of having two pieces of chocolate, you end up having two bars and you end up going to the shop for a third one. If you're that personality type, it may be a case that you don't do as much 80-20, that you keep it really, really strict and then have your blowout at the end of the month. Again, I'm not saying to binge eat or any of these things, but knowing your personality type is going to be very, very important. I know myself, I can't do moderation on anything. I really, really struggle. I can't have a small bit of chocolate every day. If I have a small bit of chocolate every day, I have the whole bar and then I have two bars. So I know myself, even though it's got better with time, I know at the core, my personality type doesn't do that well with moderation. Over time, you get better and you can change and then you can adapt it. But in the beginning, it's something I really, really struggle with, because then you have all these negative self-talk that you tell yourself, going, why couldn't I control that? And all these negative emotions that come up with overeating or binge eating that are stories we tell ourselves, on, oh, why couldn't I do that? And then maybe a little bit of a physiological imbalance from too much sugar and the dopamine issue that can come from having too much sugar, and then your mood can drop. So that again comes down to stories we tell ourselves and to some degree a physiological response. But understanding what kind of personality type you are and then factoring that into your nutrition is going to be crucial. I love 80-20 in terms of 80% of the time you're really, really strict, and then 20% you can be a bit more lenient in August, but that may look different for you. Your 80-20 maybe be really clean for 3 weeks or 3.5 weeks of August, and then go on holidays and eat whatever you want for a week and then come back and get back on track. Your 80-20 may be having a small bit every single day for the entire month of August and then just training harder out the other side. So when I say 80-20, that split may look completely different depending on your personality type, on how it looks during the week and during the month. But it's something that can work very, very effectively during social months when there's a lot of activity going on. It's a lot easier in November to stay in and stay strict with your diet and stay strict with your nutrition, because you're not going out every weekend normally. There's normally not weddings, there's not festivals, there's not all these things going on that tend to happen in the month of August. So my advice would be is have a think about what kind of personality type you are. If you're unsure, one, you can go back and check out the habits episode of the podcast that I did. But a simple question is, ask yourself, when you have a small bit of something that you really enjoy, whether that's alcohol, whether that's chocolate, whether that's fast food, whether that's whatever it is in your life, if you have a small bit of it, does that kill your craving and can you stay on track with it? If you're somebody that has a bit and then floodgates open, you may be better to not do the moderation every day. You know, it comes down to knowing what you are like. You know, and it's funny because depending on what personality type you are, whether you're one or the other, people that stand in one side can't see how the other people do it. For years, I could never understand how people could do moderation. I'm like, how do you do that every single day and have a small bit of chocolate every single day? Because I ended up binging. And they were looking at me going, how do you have nothing for 6 weeks? And I'm like, oh, because I can't have a small bit. So generally, it comes down to just knowing that you're probably going to be one of those two, and knowing what works best for you and then doubling down on your nutrition to make it fit into what kind of personality type you are. Okay, the next thing then is going to be training. So for those of you who've been following my Snapchat, I put all my workouts on my Snapchat, BrianK019. I'm very active on there at the minute, but all my workouts go up on there. You know that I'm a massive fan, particularly at this time of year, for actually June, July, and August, for the entire summer, of adding in finishers instead of regular steady state cardio or regular high intensity interval training cardio. So finishers, for anyone that doesn't know or that's new to the podcast, are effectively just workouts that you do at the end of your normal weight workout or resistance workout or whatever it is you're doing that combines normal high intensity cardio with some form of resistance working for a higher volume. The reason that I add in finishers is there's a couple of ways obviously to burn body fat, but in terms of training, the main ways are down to tearing fibers to elevate your metabolism so that you burn more calories while you rest. Resistance training is the best way to do this. So when you tear those fibers down, whether that's through bodyweight resistance, whether that's with kettlebells, whether that's with weights, whether that's on a TRX, it doesn't matter how you tear those fibers down, as your body tries to repair from that workout, the calories you eat get go towards repair, so they're not adding weight to your waistline. Of course, there's loads of other factors that come in here: calorie surplus, calorie deficit, the food choices you're choosing, all these other things. But in the simplest terms of training and how it works, it's increasing the amount of resistance on the muscle so the calories you eat go towards repair. That's resistance training, which is whatever that looks like for you. The other way then is going to be elevating your heart rate. So steady state cardio normally works off the numbers and premise of 70% of your maximum heart rate, which is 220 minus your age, is your quote unquote fat burning zone. So elevating your heart rate at 70% or above should, in theory, allow you to be in your fat burning zone. Again, there's a lot of factors that come into play here: your glucose, your glycogen, your fat stores, your physiology, your metabolism, your insulin sensitivity, your insulin resistance. Lots of other things come into play. But in simplest terms, elevating your heart rate will burn more calories. What I like about finishers is it combines the best of both worlds. So weight training is amazing at speeding up your metabolism, but you don't burn as many calories as you do with cardio. Cardio is amazing at burning calories, but it doesn't tear as many fibers, so you don't burn as many calories while you rest. When you do finishers, you're doing a combination of the two. So you're picking moves that are allowing your body and your muscle to tear more fibers and increase the resistance, but you're working in a heart rate level that's similar to high intensity interval training or high intensity cardio. So for example, a very, very simple one is body weight squats and push-ups. And you do 25 reps of each move, 4 rounds, only rest as you need to. So you're jumping from putting tension on your quad, you're doing 2-1-2, 2 seconds on the way down, 1 second pause, 2 seconds on the way up on your squat. You're doing the same thing with your push-ups, and you're literally just supersetting them back to back. What happens on the second or third round of this is you start to get a lot of muscular soreness that you normally get from weight training, but your heart rate's at 80 or 90%, and you're like, and breathing really, really heavily. So you're getting the best of both worlds. So my advice would be, for the month of August, add in finishers as your main source of cardio. Again, if you're using cardio for a mental detox, and I have people come through my BKF online program that will use cardio because they love it for their mental state, steady state cardio or a jog, and by all means, we factor that in. And again, some people work really well off high intensity cardio. For those people, that's what they do in the program. For the advanced people, because there's different variations of my online program, the advanced people have the option to plug in their finishers so that they can plug in finishers instead of their steady state cardio. On week 3 and week 6, everyone in the advanced program all do finishers to get a metabolic spike so that their metabolism doesn't stall by not changing up the training program. Again, you'll normally get about 6 weeks on any training program before your body needs a change up. I like to hack it by doing it on week 3 and week 6, just to make sure that there's definitely no metabolic stalling, so people that can continually progress that are coming through the program. But adding it in at the end of workouts can make a massive change to your body composition in terms of making you leaner faster, because you're hitting two birds with one stone. My advice would be to do your regular workout, whatever that program is that looks like for you. That may be classes, that may be tension style training, you may be following the program from my book, The Fitness Mindset, you may be coming through one of my programs, you may be coming through a program from another trainer, you may be doing an online course, loads of different things you can be doing. My advice, if you want to get leaner faster, is sub out your cardio for a couple of weeks and then add in your finishers. They are exceptionally hard, but they allow you to be a little bit more lenient with your nutrition. And I'm a little bit more lenient because of the different things that I go to in August and the different events that I have and my travel. I obviously can't stay as strict with my nutrition because my food runs out, and sometimes you have to go to shops and pick up and do kind of makeshift food. So for those of you following my Snapchat, you can see what I do when I'm on the road and I'm traveling and how I eat when I travel. But doing finishers and those high intensity workouts allows you that little bit more leeway. So in a month that's as social as August, where you may be going to different events and having a few more drinks or having a bit more food, it just covers you on that side of things. So I would advise trying that. There's loads of different variations. Again, I put up some on my Snapchat. There's different ones in my program. And I have a couple on my Instagram. I do put up some of my finishers on my Instagram, Brian Keane Fitness. So make sure you check those out. And you can basically adapt them. It's the principles of elevating your heart rate and using resistance training so you're tearing more fibers. It doesn't matter whether you do this with body weight, whether you do it with weights, whether you do it with kettlebells, loads of different ways to do it. It's just a matter of adding it in at the right time to maximize the results that you get in terms of body composition. The next thing then is a what to avoid section. It's a little bit easy to get sucked into, well, I'm going to use this supplement, or I'm going to do this fad diet, or I'm going to use this juice shake for the month of August because you're like, well, I want to be leaner. For those of you who've been listening for a while, and I'm sure some of you will be listening to this for the first time, I'm not a massive fan of liquid diets or shake diets or bar diets because of the short-term effect that they have. Now, don't get me wrong. If you go on to a juice diet or a bar diet or any of those versions of nutritional strategies and you're eating 800 calories a day, you will lose weight. You probably lose muscle and you lose a lot of water with that, but you will lose weight on a scale. Weight and body fat are two different things. Weight is numbers on a scale. Body fat is the fat on your body. So they're two different things. So don't get those two things confused, even though you can lose weight and lose body fat, but they're not the same thing. When you eat 800 calories a day, regardless of your gender, regardless of your size, in all my years personal training, all my years working with people online, I have never dropped anyone below 1,000 calories ever. And I don't think there's any stage that people need to. Unless you're 30 kilos and 4 foot, it's very unlikely that you'll ever need to drop below 1,000 calories. However, when you do bar diet or juice diets, you're normally getting sucked into a very low calorie protocol for a few weeks in the hopes of short-term gains. And you will lose weight, don't get me wrong, you definitely will. You lose muscle and water with it, but you will lose weight. However, over the month of August can be a very, very tempting time to jump on a diet or jump on a fad or jump on something because you want an easier option for the month. The truth is you can do that, and by all means, if you do, make sure you're following my channels on how to fix yourself when you come out, because when you go into a calorie restriction for too long, you downregulate hormones like your leptin, your ghrelin, basically the hormones that tell your body, tell your brain that you're full, that tell you that you're hungry, and you downregulate these hormones when you restrict your calories for too long of a period. So you get what's called the rebound, where you end up starting at 50 kilos, you drop to 45 kilos on your juice diet, and then you end up bouncing up to 55 kilos because you made a mess of your metabolism. So that's kind of where I would err on the side of caution with any fad diet. So that's one area. The next is the supplement side. And for those of you who follow me a while, I'm a massive fan of certain supplements. I put in the supplement section of my book my favorite ones. The ones for building muscle, the ones for losing fat, L-carnitine tartrate, green tea extract, caffeine, all scientifically proven, ones that I try and use myself, ones that are in my programs, and ones that I love because I find that they work. And they work for a tremendous amount of people when you have your nutrition on point. But it can be very, very tempting in the summer to go into a supplement store and get the strongest fat burner in there. The advice I would offer here is very, very similar to the fad diet or the juice or the bar diet with in terms of a high-end potent fat burning supplement. By all means, if you end up doing it, be aware that you may get your rebound out the other side. What happens with those fat burning supplements is they're so strong in terms of the amount of stimulants that's in them. Most of them are just a lot of stimulants with caffeine. Some have euhimbine, some have different kinds of stimulants that are going to affect your sympathetic nervous system. So it's going to give you a lot of energy, which means you have a lot of kind of fake energy and you don't need to eat a lot of food, but you actually have more energy than you ever have. And if you utilize that by going to the gym or going for runs or go training, you can get into a calorie deficit pretty quickly because you don't need a lot of food for energy. But again, what can happen here is you've now given your body a fake source of energy. So when you come off that and September comes and you come off your fat burner after 4 or 6 weeks, your hunger spikes up more than it ever did. Your water, because a lot of fat burners have some form of natural diuretics in them, so you end up getting water out and you look a lot leaner. All of that bounces back. It's kind of like an elastic band. If you think of a fat burner like pulling back an elastic band, you get leaner because you're not as hungry, you don't have as much water, and you look better, you look leaner, and then you go bang, you snap it back. That's what happens in terms of you rebound. You get feel more watery. Your energy drops to zero. You need to eat way more food. And that food normally comes in the forms of carbohydrates, sugar, because your energy levels are so sapped. I spoke about that in the nutrition section of the book, that when your blood sugars are all over the place and you fast for too long, assuming that you haven't structured a strategic fast, and you've just done it because you've used a fat burner, you've used a stimulant, or you've used something else, when you rebound out the other side, you normally reach towards sugary foods because your body's trying to get instant hit of energy, and that's what carbohydrates do. They give you an energy. There's no essential carbohydrate. There's essential fatty acids from fats, essential meaning that you need to get them from supplements or from food because your body can't make them. There's essential amino acids from protein, but there's no essential carbohydrate. It's to give you energy. That's the primary job. But when you go with a high-end potent fat burner, that means you don't need to eat a lot of food, you're not eating a lot of carbohydrates, and you're getting energy anyways. When you drop that, you normally start to reach towards carby foods, glucosey foods. The only people that I think should consider over-the-counter fat burners are somebody that's looking to get their body fat level to that sub level of stepping onto a stage or for a high-end photo shoot. There's some argument that bikini athletes, men's physique, bodybuilders, it'll work for them. And by all means, I use them when I used to compete. Again, they're not the best for people that have any sort of anxiety because of the amount of stimulation they do on your sympathetic nervous system, the effect on your central nervous system for the way your body needs to unwind to fall asleep. They can stimulate that like crazy, so it can affect your sleep negatively, it can make you way more anxious. So if you're somebody of that disposition, I would massively err on the side of caution with fat burners, full stop. And that goes for any stimulants or high-end stimulants. But for anyone that's looking for a quick fix, again, I'm not saying don't get a fat burner. I'm not saying don't go on a fad diet or a juice bar diet. It's your choice on what you decide to do. This episode is more to educate you on why it may not be the best idea and what can happen to your body on a physiological level, on a mental level, and all the different negative things that can come with it, and then let you make your choice on what you decide to do. Because there is an alternative. You can eat clean food, you can eat real food, get into a calorie deficit, add in your finishers, set your targets, work your 80-20. All of these things can support you massively over August. So I would probably err on the side of using those, knowing that you're not going to rebound out terribly come September, so that you have a whole other host of problems because you took a shortcut during August because you wanted quick results. So that's kind of, again, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just hoping this episode will provide enough value and enough information that you can make the decision based on having the knowledge that you're not going in blind. And if you do and you feel really horrible out the other side because you rebounded off your rebound where you started at 50 kilos, you went to 45 and now you're 55, you at least know what happened and that you don't beat yourself up over it because it was maybe something that didn't support you at that time, but you needed that quick fix. And as long as you mentally prepare yourself for that up front, then by all means make your decision. But hopefully this episode provides you a lot of value in knowing what path you're going to take for the next month. So that's everything from today's episode. Hopefully you guys got loads of value from that, and you're looking to get your 80-20 in place, your finishers in place for the month of August. And be sure to hit me up on the DM on Instagram. My DM has been blowing up the last couple of weeks because of the book. Massive thank you to everybody who picked up the book as well. It's been a bestseller for 4 weeks. Actually mind-blowing the amount of tags I've got, the 5-star reviews. So thank you all so much. I'm so happy it helped. But be sure to hit me up on DM if anything on this episode resonated with you. If you try the finishers, be sure to tag me on your Instagram, and be sure to hashtag BKF8020 or whatever it is, so I can search you guys, or hashtag the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. If you end up applying anything from this episode, whether that be the 80-20, whether that's your finishers, just be sure to hit me up. I'm spending an ungodly amount of time on Instagram at the minute, so you'll get me on there. I'm trying to get back to as many DMs as I can. There's so many there. But thank you so much for anyone who's taken the time to message on it. And anybody that has any questions about this episode or anything that you applied from this episode, be sure to hit me up on a DM or comment on my photos and let me know what you think on Instagram. And I try and get back to everybody, particularly when I'm traveling. If I'm on a bus or a train, I go through my DMs, and I try and get back to all the comments that people put on my Instagram as well. So thank you so much for that. And for more information about me or for my programs, my GA Lean Body program or my BKF online program, head over to the website www.briankeefitness.com. My Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube's all Brian Keane Fitness, and my Snapchat BrianK019. Massive thank you to Colin Voxonic, who puts together all my podcast episodes. Catch you guys soon.